Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I am going to hit, I've wanted to hit this right when it came out, but because I've been on kind of a hiatus from the podcast for a week or so, I have not been able to hit it yet, but this just immediately sparked so much discussion in my mind that I really, really wanted to bring this up on the show, just because it really shows a use case of Bitcoin, and this is something that's just not possible anywhere else. And I've tried really hard to think about it, like as far as what you could come up with analogous in like today's economy, or well, today's economy, it's possible, but in the legacy economy, like let's say 10 years ago before Bitcoin existed. And this was all sparked from Casa's post, which is 2 weeks old now, by Jeremy Welsh. Casa is sovereignty as a service, and just that term immediately just sparked a lot of discussion in my brain, and I wanted to read this one. It's super short, so we'll just jump right into it and hit it, and I'm going to go over a couple of other things that have happened with Casa since then, but I really just kind of want to talk about some of the just awesome things about this company and what they're doing, which I've done before on the show. I've got a couple other episodes about Casa specifically, but it just keeps getting better and better, and I've been loving playing with their tools. I was in a beta for their new, well, basically this, their two of three and their hardware wallet key setup that they did on their app. And it has been super fun playing with it. I'm already using it as my goat, like it's my main wallet now on my phone. So I've been really excited about this, but let's go ahead and jump in and then we'll talk about it afterward. This is Casa is Sovereignty as a Service by Jeremy Welsh, the CEO of Casa, and again, published 2 weeks ago. Let's jump in. Casa is evolving. We started by launching Keymaster, a 3 of 5 multi-signature Bitcoin storage solution with premium 24/7 support and disaster recovery. Next, we launched Casa Node, a sleek plug-and-play Lightning and Bitcoin full node. Now we are combining and expanding our products into a comprehensive sovereignty as a service experience. What is sovereignty as a service? At Casa, our company mission is to maximize personal sovereignty and safety. We recently released our 7 guiding principles, of which sovereign customers first is the first and most important. If you have not read that blog post or seen anything about the 7 guiding principles, I actually did read that a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. Just shortly after they posted it. I will link to that episode. I can't remember which one it is right off the top of my head. That's definitely worth a listen. Really good, quick episode talking about the principles at Casa. All right, jump back in. Serving our mission and principles requires a rare mix of 3 disciplines. 1, engineering, that is privacy, preserving, and security focused. 2, design that encourages personal responsibility and sovereignty. And 3, service that is built for lifetime relationships. We knew engineering and design would be crucial, but we're surprised to find out how equally important service would be. The first major step in achieving our desired level of service was to remove the analytics tools that most companies use to spy on their users. This forced us to use old-fashioned customer interviews, in which many customers used pseudonyms, to research and develop new features. Because the technologies in the crypto world are so new, we quickly found our support team receiving security and technical questions extending beyond our core products, We've learned that our customers buy Casa not only because they want a well-designed, easy-to-use experience, but because they know that sometimes things will go horribly wrong, and when that happens, they can rely on our team to work closely with them until the problem is resolved. Further, when you join Casa, you're joining a community of fellow explorers and builders. We are all strengthened by working together to solve issues. That means that Casa is not only a technology company, but a sovereign support and community company. Choose your sovereignty level. We are combining our products and services into a sovereign experience with multiple levels because this aligns our company incentives even tighter with customers. Many online businesses have an incentive to downplay or hide security breaches. There's a principal agent problem at work when a company has a monopoly on your data or on your keys. At Casa, we only want to make money if you are supported, secure, and sovereign. We are incentivized to invest an incredible amount of resources and time up front to make sure clients are secure, because if client security is breached, we've directly lost future revenue and trust. We are introducing multiple Casa Keymaster packages. Silver is great for newcomers to learn and experiment. Gold is our basic sovereignty kit and includes a Casa node. Platinum is built for individuals that want maximum sovereignty and support. And Diamond is for individuals and teams that want shared account features and recoveries. All paid packages include the best sovereign customer support in the business, full key control with Keymaster apps for iOS and Android, first access to secret Casa products currently in development, special discounts from our partners. Always opt in. We never share data. Casa community events and meetups. Funding support for open source development as Casa grants for independent open source devs. And bragging rights for helping build the decentralized internet. We plan to release new products and features often, so your sovereignty toolkit will feel new each year that you renew. Your sovereignty journey is unique. When you join Casa, you join a community of fellow explorers. Many of our customers will incorporate other products in their sovereign computing setups, and Casa will work to integrate and support as many other products as possible while maintaining our high standards of security. Over time, we will release new products and integrations with other products based directly on the feature requests and feedback reported by our customers. We're committed to customer privacy and security, so we've built an entirely self-hosted customer support platform with no analytics, while other companies are still using support tools from cloud companies where metadata is mined and sold. We plan to share more details on this in the future. Watch out for more details soon. Over the course of the next few weeks, we'll be releasing many more details about sovereignty levels, pricing, new products, and more. Follow us on Twitter to see the latest. So, that concludes the article here, the blog post from Casa. And they've got a number of other things that they've been working on, and I have been super excited about this. But why do I keep coming back to Casa? And why do I think this is so important? Like, why do I keep kind of stressing this? And my fascination with this whole thing of sovereignty as a service, I think this is a great, great, like, description of what they're doing, is that it is the ultimate differentiator. It is the thing that Bitcoin gives you that you can't really get anywhere else. Like, where in the financial system, in any type of finance, can you get true sovereignty? Like, it literally doesn't exist outside in the digital world. Yes, you can buy gold bars or tons of cash, which the cash is questionable because it's just going to lose its value again based on having to trust someone else's policies regarding it. But you can hide, bury gold in your backyard, but that's not a service. Like, nobody else is helping you do that. there's no way for someone else to take control or like secure your funds in finance that is sovereign. You're either giving it over to them or you're dealing with it yourself. And the fact that we have basic, simple multi-signature at the core layer of Bitcoin, and I've discovered, I didn't even realize that Green Address was a wallet that did this as well. They do it a little bit differently. They have just Green Address's key and then your like mobile key, so that it's like a two-factor thing for, you know, making certain types of payments or whatever. I think you can actually customize it. I haven't really used Green Address in a while, but I see that was something that I wasn't even aware of. Like a 2 of 3, easy to use, multi-signature setup just has not been in existence. And the fact that Casa is able to basically provide a service with one of those keys, a means of backup recovery, a means of securing and like lockdown if, you know, something goes wrong or you feel like one of your keys are compromised. It's insane to think about the fact that we have a tool that allows that type of service, but they never have any control over your funds. Like you're not giving anything over. You're just splitting a key with them to act as a failsafe, essentially. And that sovereignty as a service can actually, that's something that, again, like it can't be sold anywhere else. It only exists in the Bitcoin or crypto economy. It is isolated to this world that it makes any sense for that to be profitable or even possible. And I just think that's such a powerful thing to see something that is truly a different, like in my mind, when somebody asks me what the killer app is, I'm thinking it's going to be something that shows how powerful the Bitcoin trust model is. It's not going to be a payment system. It's not going to be about low fees. It's going to be something that shows Bitcoin's differentiator. It's not a payment network. It's a system of ownership that is incredibly trust minimized, that you are sovereign on, that when you hold your keys to the bearer certificate called Bitcoin, you are its owner, plain and simple, 100%. No one can contest that unless they have enough energy, the amount of energy of the entire universe to guess what your key is. And because of that, you are fully responsible for it, which puts you at huge risk. But a service to help split up that responsibility without giving up control is possible with this tool. And it's just multi-signature is such a basic and but unbelievably powerful part of this protocol. And the number of things that can be done with it. I can't believe it took this long to finally have a front-facing, like I've already, they haven't released their 2 of 3, their gold membership yet, but it's already my go-to wallet on my phone, the Casa Keymaster or whatever. And I'm still waiting because I was participating in the beta trying out their new app that's going to be out soon. And I've been really excited about it, but it literally has gotten me to just, like, I like being able to just look at it and be like, okay, this is my mobile key. This has one key. This is on my phone. Okay, this is my 2 of 3. I've got my hardware wallet and my phone, you know, so on and so forth. And it's just this really nice, like, visual representation where I can just, you know, it's like what the internet and the operating system first were when you're looking at it, is that, okay, now I just have these icons on this desktop. Like, I'm not typing something into a DOS window. Like when the first Apple hit, or the first Macintosh hit, it was a user interface. You know, it was a graphical user interface for the first time, really, in front of a consumer to intuitively look at it and know what you're getting. And I think this is the beginnings of that. And I think Casa is So, like I said before on this show multiple times, I think they're going to be a major player if they keep up this pace of work and development on their side, because I think it is the differentiator. I think that is the killer app, is showing to somebody who is using Bitcoin the level of security and having them understand and realize that they are the owner. It's one thing to see your balance and to see your address, but every payments or Square app, whatever, has those things. None of those other things, though, have the trust model of Bitcoin ownership. And seeing that, to visually recognize that, to see your trust model in your app, I think is the power of this. I still remember it vividly when I got my first Bitcoin. I mean, it was a very surreal experience to, like, when I had that aha moment and I realized that, you know, wow, this is mine. Like, this is truly mine. And to be able to provide services and features and other capabilities with that without handing over control is what makes it such a powerful system. And I think we're just scratching the surface of this. I mean, that's what Lightning Network is. And I want to have an episode dedicated to Lightning Network very soon. This is going to be a guy's take, because there's been lots of talk lately in Peter Risen's Lightning Boondoggle thread. It was a really fun read. I don't know. I feel a little uncomfortable about reading his thread on my show and then trying to tear it apart. So not sure if I'll do that. I might just reference it a little bit. But I kind of want to hit that as well, because there's been some really, really fun things. But I think there's also some really, really heavy misunderstandings about what the priorities and focus of Lightning Network are and why the fact that it is still absolutely not ready for prime time is absolutely irrelevant. But I don't want to lead myself too much, because I do want to kind of dedicate an episode to that. But I just thought this was an awesome announcement that we could hit really quick from Casa. And just saying, I would absolutely be ecstatic to work for that company and help you guys at Casa. If anybody is listening, and I would love to be helpful in any way that I can, because I'm so excited about what this company is doing. And I think you guys are, like, straight up on the right track. I'm seriously considering, I don't spend $300 on anything, but I'm seriously considering sticking with the $300 a year package, because I've got, like, the gold package. I know I got a shoot in, got grandfathered in because I have a node. I'm seriously considering buying it to have that extra layer of security and to be able to stay basically in the loop in the community about any new products and nodes and that kind of stuff, because I know I'm going to be like, I feel like if y'all came out with a new node that was a little bit beefier, that was like $400, I'd probably buy it, like, straight out the gate just to play around with it. Like, I know I'm going to stay involved. So just putting it out there, you guys have got my resume. All right. I think that's all I wanted to cover today. There are a couple of other blog posts. I don't want to cover them all, but there's a recent blog post. They're talking about, like, the multi-sig for everybody, because the basic 2 of 3 is actually going to be free, but it's going to you're going to have to pay, like, a tiny percentage, just like 0.1% or whatever of whatever funds are in it, if you have to get their key. So it's free until you need a recovery key, like something terrible happens, which is awesome. So, like, that 2 of 3 multi-sig is literally just open to everyone, and they have a third key always to help provide that feature and that service. But there's a blog post, the one after that, multi-sig security for everyone, in the Keymaster app, is basically details out all that stuff, the different memberships, the free, what you get when it's free, all the way up to the diamond. It's like, what is it? Silver, gold, platinum, and diamond. There's a ton of different stuff that they're working on. So definitely go and check that out if you're interested in doing that. And download that app when this stuff is released, I think it is literally going to be one of the best. Like I've said, I've sent and received a number of transactions from it. It's super fast. It's so nice. And I know there's going to be work happening on the back end to make this work with Casa nodes. Like all of this stuff is going to be interacting with each other. And we've got the Casa extension, which I have been using regularly. This suite of products is just really, really amazing. And I can't wait to see what happens to something like this in the next bull run. You guys are going to have your friggin' hands full. With that, we will close that here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Do not forget to check out the Casa blog. There's like two or three posts recently that I have not covered. So a lot of different stuff to do some reading about. There's a node tutorial for a bit refill and just some really, really good stuff to cover. You don't want to miss it. If you've got a Casa node, if you're trying to explore the Casa wallet, if you've been interested in hitting the Casa extension, all of these things, that's where you need to go. Start there, start some reading about it, and do a little dabbling in sovereignty as a service. All right, guys, don't forget to check me out on Twitter at TheCryptoEconomy. That's my tag. Follow me up there. Subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on. I'm on like 12 of them right now. And also, don't forget to check out the site at cryptoeconomy.life, where you can find hundreds of articles and essays and papers and everything written and discussing all the different elements of Bitcoin and the crypto economy and being sovereign in the digital world. That's what this is all about, and that's why I'm excited about Casa. All right, guys. Thanks again, and I will catch you on the show next time. This has been the Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.